Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as you know, as I always say to you, may it be good food. May God bless these words that you might receive the heart of God. God who died for us, just celebrated it. The God who so loves us that he would give up his entire life for us. Brothers and sisters, he died to save us. Oh my goodness, what a week this should be. Not just say, oh, Easter's over. No, we've got a whole week of Easter. Let's stop each day, and I encourage you to this, stop each day and say, Lord, thank you for dying and for rising for me. Because he did it, not as a whole bunch of us. He knew every one of us. He knows everything about us. And he came to save us. Think of that. He came to save us. Please give him homage today. Give him thanksgiving today and every day this week. Take this week to be all of Easter. It'll be different every day, but take time every day to thank him. Let's take a look now at the reading for today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 36 to 41. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said to the Jewish people, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they asked Peter and the other apostles, "What are we to do, my brothers?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promises made to you and to your children, and to all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call." He testified with many other arguments and was exhorting them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. Brothers and sisters, I pray that every one of you is baptized. But if you're not, please go to your priest in your parish or your diocese or whatever and tell him about it, and he will baptize you. Perhaps the pastor of your church, he will tell you to go to him. But trust him. Trust him. I want you to know the fullness of Christ's life in you. And Psalm 33 tells us, "The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." That's Psalm 33. "Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you." That's one of the Psalms, Psalm 33, that I think, this is just me, but I think that you should pray that psalm every day for a while. Psalm 33, because you can be in the midst of most difficult times, and yet with God, he is coming, he is here. We can't see him, but he's here with us. And we want our world to be full of his goodness. Please, brothers and sisters, pray and ask him. And the Psalm 33 says to, I know that I read this to you, but I want to read this line to you again. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him. That means those who reverence him, those who acknowledge him. That would have to be you if you're listening to this program. Every day, give thanks to the Lord. Where you're in difficult situations, say, Lord, you know what you're doing. I know that you will bring good out of this, but please help me. Please help me. Give me wisdom. Give me whatever it is that I need. Help me. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. We look now at the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 11 to 18. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Well, whom are you looking for? She thought it was the gardener, and she said to him, Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him. And Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and then reported what he had told her. Brothers and sisters, think what that would have been like. And Mary was a sinner. Yes, she had been forgiven. But brothers and sisters, he came to her first, and he blessed her. And he said, Go to my brothers and sisters and tell them, I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. And so Mary went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and then reported what he had told her. Brothers and sisters, this is real. This is no fairy tale. This is the truth. This is what he did for Mary Magdalene. Think of that. Oh, brothers and sisters, because she waited for him, she looked for him, she searched for him. That's what we need to do. Not that God's going to appear to you personally, but he will draw nearer to you. You can become closer friends with the Lord. He loves you, really loves you. Beyond anything we could do, he loves you. He wants your heart and your soul. Please, I ask you. And as the prayer says today, one of the prayers says today, accept in compassion, Lord, we pray, the offerings of your family that under your protective care they may never lose what they have received, but attain the gifts that are eternal through Christ our Lord. That's a prayer you could pray every day for your family. Please, please do it, brothers and sisters. And the communion antiphon says for us, If you have risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above. Alleluia. This is what awaits us if we are true to him here on this earth. And if where we have failed, we have gone to confession and received God's forgiveness. Please, brothers and sisters, if you need to go to confession, do it. But know that God, in this wonderful Easter week, God is showing you what he wants to do for you and what he wants to give you. My goodness, brothers and sisters. Many years ago, St. Augustine said, "What shall I render to the Lord?" They are the words of a debtor, and we're all debtors. Something had been advanced to him. What shall I render? What shall I pay? When the psalmist says, "What shall I render to the Lord?" they are the words of a debtor, and we are. Something has been advanced to him. What shall I render? What shall I pay back? What for? For all the things he has rendered to me. What has he rendered to me? To begin with, I was nothing, and he made me. I had gotten lost, and he looked for me and found me. I was a captive, and he redeemed me. Having brought me, he set me free. From a slave, he made me into a brother. So let us praise the Lord who is in heaven, dearly beloved. Let us praise God. Let us say, Alleluia. Let us signify during these days, the day that has no end. Let us signify in the place of mortality, the time of immortality. Let us hasten to our eternal house and home. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will praise you forever and ever. The law says it. Scripture says it. Truth says it. We are going to come to the house of God, which is in heaven. Therefore, we shall praise God as it is written forever and ever. We shall see, we shall love, we shall praise. Nor shall our seeing come to an end, nor shall our loving fade away, nor shall our praising ever be silent. It will all be everlasting, all without end. Let us praise him not only with our voices, though, but also with our behavior. Let our tongues praise him, our lives praise him. Let there be no quarrel between tongues and our lives, but let them share an infinite charity. The author of this is Saint Augustine. I recommend that if you can get hold of that you do so, brothers and sisters. Please, it's very well done. God wants us to rejoice for all that he has done for us and to follow him more closely. Give him time every day. Please, brothers and sisters, even if it's only 15 minutes, give it to him, and may God abundantly bless you and lead you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.